2734.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, October 22nd, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Got a lot to do today. Reaction Monday. What'd you think? No guest all day long. Your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. What did you think? What'd you think about Clemson's 41-7 victory over NC State on Saturday? What'd you think of the Tigers with their 380 yards passing on Saturday? True story, Mr. 24. J-Dub sends me a text last night and says, how long do you think it'll be before somebody sends a text in about the running game on Saturday and not disappointing the running game? I hope we don't get any of those. 471 total yards of offense, so still over that 40 and 500 club. Trying to reach all that. It was an offense that, first downed them 24-16, I should say. 471 yards of offense to 279. 380 yards passing to 193. I think we got a taste for who the best quarterback in the ACC was. A lot of Ryan Finley talk out there. Pretty clear who outplayed the other in that game. Three turnovers to one. NC State turned it over three times. Finley turned it over. It was third down conversions. Tigers 8 of 15. On third and fourth downs, NC State was 2 of 15. So a lot of great-looking things coming out of all that. Trevor Lawrence, 26 of 39 for 308 yards and a touchdown. No picks, including 8 catches for 119 yards and a touchdown for T. Higgins. 5 catches for 75 yards for Justin Ross. So Travion Thompson had his best game, 4 catches for 45 yards. Had Hunter Renfro, 5 for 41. Had DeAndre Overton back involved in the offense again, 2 for 32. Had Travis Etienne. Didn't have a great game as far as the rushing game goes. State sold out to stop the run. Played completely different than I thought they would. Thought they'd go the too high look, didn't do it. Tried to man up, didn't work. Chase Bryce comes in, looks pretty good. Ryan Finley held to 21 of 34 for 156. No touchdowns, 2 picks. Clearly outplayed by Trevor Lawrence there. So we're getting everything coming from the Clemson game, including the residuals of Walker Parks, offensive lineman, 2020 class, commits, 6'5", 250-pound, or high three-star, four-star by ESPN, class 2020. And now DJ Ugalele did not make it in, missed his flight. Got all the way to LAX airport, couldn't get there in time from his game. Coming back, I think it's going to reschedule. Give you more information on that coming up. Out of that, Tigers move up to number two because Ohio State fell. Two in both polls. Georgia's 6th in the coaches' poll, 7th in the AP poll. App State ranked this week. Clemson with a 17-point favorite down in Tallahassee, noon in Tallahassee. That's going to be an ABC game coming up. We can talk about the rest of the country, what all happened there. By the way, Georgia's a 7.5 point favorite coming up. Give you the rest of the ACC. Syracuse beats North Carolina in overtime. I'm going to stick a fork in Larry Fedora. Virginia, 28-14 win over Duke. Virginia right there in the middle of that coastal race now. And Florida State with a great win against Wake Forest. 38-17, getting ready for Clemson this weekend. Alabama rolls Tennessee as they knew they would, 58-21 in the SEC. LSU, watched a lot of that one, beats Mississippi State 19-3. Kentucky has a come-from-behind victory, 14-7 victory over Vanderbilt to stay in the race. The road to Atlanta leads to Lexington, Kentucky. Arkansas beats Tulane in front of Kelly Bryant. Auburn takes care of Ole Miss on the road. Missouri beats Memphis. On the national scene, the huge story. Tyler Trent with the game day tearjerker, trying to battle cancer. The big Purdue kid, the former Purdue student, helps inspire Purdue to a 49-20 thumping of Ohio State. Hate to admit this, Ohio State's still in it. Michigan 21-7 win over Michigan State in an ugly deal with the pregame stuff going on. Oklahoma back in the national championship hunt, I think, beating TCU. Washington State pounded Oregon early, held on late. Penn State got outgained, got beat up and down the field by Indiana, but still beat Indiana. Temple eliminates Cincinnati from the land of unbeatens. Nebraska gets their first win, and Utah just punks Southern Cal. We have World Series tomorrow night. Boston hosting Los Angeles. Dodgers wrap that up over the weekend, wrap up the NLCS. We had a crazy week in the NFL. Deshaun Watson had to take a bus because of a collapsed lung to the game in Jacksonville, and they go and beat Jacksonville. Chandler Cannizzaro kicks a 59-yard field goal in overtime. Crazy week in the NFL we can talk about a little bit. Clemson Golf finishes second to Southern Cal down in Atlanta. Shrine Bowl was released. We can get to that. Brooks Koepka wins on the PGA Tour. And redshirt news. Looks like KJ Henry might redshirt for Clemson, maybe. The redshirts, the other defensive line, besides Masco, the other defensive freshmen that are going to redshirt played. I tell you what, Jake Venables looked good. Mike Jones looked good. Man, Justin Masco looks like he's going to be a star over there at one defensive end. He's a big kid now. I didn't know he's that big. So we can get all into it. We could talk about coming up, get you the TV games this week, get you up some early lines this week. But the way the schedule's coming out and the way that this process is working for Clemson, they're starting to get on a roll now. They're starting to play really, really well now. And as Trevor Lawrence gets more, who are you going to stop? You're going to stop Lawrence, you're going to stop ETN. NC State chose to stop ETN. What'd they do? T. Higgins is going to beat you up. Justin Ross is going to beat you up. Imagine how good this offense is going to be for the next 2 years. So, Reaction Monday, love to hear from you. But first and foremost, got to hear from the host of the segment two coming up right after this. Mr. Orr24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, Chieftain, Sparky. No Eskimo over there today, though. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
What's going on, Mickey? How are you?
Hey, Bo. Doing good. You? Did you have a good weekend?
Not a bad weekend. Not a bad weekend at all.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Anything Friday night?
Anything Friday night? No, I don't think we did anything too crazy Friday night.
Saturday, worked all day.
Saturday, we worked all day. We were here to a little after 9 o'clock Saturday night.
Shed some tears over there yesterday with the little game day, and then watched Purdue win, and watched Tyler Trent get in the locker room after the game.
That was a tough game day segment.
Yeah.
Because you were so excited for Washington State and the scene that was out there, and there's just thousands of people and the flags everywhere, and they're so excited to have game day on campus. And
then they won a game.
And then they won the game, which is fantastic. But, you know, you're watching that at home as a viewer, and you're kind of on this, you know, emotional high, and then they just rip you down for this kid who has terminal bone cancer. It was just a heartbreaking story. But to see him get out there and be able to attend the game and then win the game, beat Ohio State, nothing better than that.
Because surgery early in the week, thrown up all day Friday in hospice care.
Yeah.
They get into the game. Next thing you know, he's over there beating on the big old huge Purdue drum.
Yeah.
He's in the locker room after the game. They scored 49.
Yeah.
That wasn't a fluke, man. Purdue's good with the little wide out and the power running back.
Rondell Moore. Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun to watch.
Oh, my.
That's a lot of fun to watch.
I don't know if he's actually that fast or it's
He's fast.
The Big Ten is a little slow.
Now, I watched him earlier in the year, BC game maybe, one of those games, and man, I was like, my God, he's fast. So he's a lot of fun to keep up with. And it's a two-man show there, but that's a lot of fun. But I'm going to tell you, I hate to tell you this, buddy.
What's that?
Ohio State, not out of it.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because look at all the one losses that are out there. There's going to be right now. I'll go ahead and take your apologies for doubting me when I said all these teams are going to lose. You didn't doubt me. Other people did. But all these other teams are going to lose, right? Everywhere you look, teams are going to lose. And they're not done yet, Zach.
They're not done losing?
No, they're not done yet. Now, Clemson's favorite in every game. Alabama's favorite in every game. Notre Dame's favorite in every game. But who's going to be the fourth? Right now, you look at the rankings. I'm going to tell you, we're either looking at two things. We're either looking at Central Florida getting in or looking at a two-loss team getting in, maybe. LSU can't run the table. Michigan can't run the table. Texas, I don't think, can run the table. Georgia's got to beat Alabama. That ain't happening. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma's won, right? Mm-hmm. By the way, if the SEC wants two in, if they want two in, Florida, Georgia, or LSU has to beat Alabama. And Alabama get in, and then either Florida, Georgia, or LSU get in. That's the only way they get two in. But Ohio State is at 11 right now in the AP and not out of it because they can run the table. So right now you only have three undefeated Power Fives.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the other day you had like eight, and everybody's going, it's going to be Clemson is going to get left out. No.
That's a lot of teams to jump if you're Ohio State.
But look.
That's a lot of teams.
But let me tell you what's going to happen, okay? I'm going to go ahead and give you Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame, all right? LSU's going to lose to Alabama.
I'm still not convinced Notre Dame's going to be there at the end of the season.
Okay. Well, put them in there then.
Okay.
This is how Ohio State can still get in. LSU, and that's assuming Ohio State wins out, and I'm not sure they do. But my point is all these teams are going to be losing. We might have a two-loss team in this thing or Central Florida. LSU's going to lose to Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Michigan's going to lose to Ohio State in Columbus, Ohio, right?
Okay.
Texas is going to lose, again, either to Oklahoma in the championship game or they're going to lose to West Virginia. Mm-hmm. They're going to lose somebody. Georgia's going to lose in the SEC championship game.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma could lose between now and then. I don't know if they will, but I think Oklahoma's got the best chance over Ohio State. Florida's going to lose to Georgia and lose the SEC championship game if they make it that far. Central Florida won't, but Ohio State could jump. That's all they had to jump. That's it. They're back in. They look terrible. They get beat by 29 points to Purdue, stinking Purdue. Purdue did. It's Purdue did.
Okay. Let's also look at it the other way. Let's say those three teams are in Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and that's what it's going to be for those top three. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, possibly 8 teams battling for that 1-4 spot.
I think Oklahoma's the best chance.
And when you line up all those teams at the end of the year and you go schedule by schedule, rank by rank, you go team by team, Ohio State getting their doors blown off at Purdue is going to look bad.
But here's the thing.
Just like it did against Iowa last year.
Right, but here's the deal. Ohio State's going to have one loss. All those other teams have two losses.
There's a possibility that all those teams do not have two losses. There's always a possibility that Oklahoma wins out.
Yeah, Oklahoma winning out is better than Ohio State winning out.
There's a possibility Texas wins out.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. But if that does happen, if Oklahoma wins out and Ohio State wins out, Oklahoma's in.
There's also the very real possibility UCF still undefeated at the end of the season. And they're going to have to make a decision.
I'll tell you this. UCF can't get in over a one-loss Oklahoma, can't get in over a one-loss Ohio State, can't get in over a one-loss Texas or Georgia or Michigan. They can get in over a two-loss team, though. Remember I laid that scenario out for you last week?
Mm-hmm.
All of it's playing out. And still the road to Atlanta goes through Lexington, Kentucky. What's on tap for segment two?
Clemson and NC State, of course.
Oh, can't wait. What a satisfying victory.
A satisfying victory indeed.
I had a lot of fun at that game.
You don't often get completely satisfying and gratifying wins or college football games, but Saturday was absolutely one of them.
That was a lot of fun, buddy. A lot of fun.
Nice little crowd in the stadium there.
Great crowd.
A complete sellout.
Yeah.
Everybody showed up. It was a lot of fun to see and listen to, and I'm glad everyone had a good time. I hope everyone had a good time.
Great time.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers to the folks over at the party over here at the Woodlands, man, that had the floor collapse. That was terrible.
That's going to cost the Woodlands management team a ton of money.
Well, insurance, all kinds of stuff. But you got fire marshals, maybe had too many people in there too, whatever. But still, yeah. My main thing is I just want everybody to be you know, healthy.
You see the video?
Yeah. Awful.
Eesh.
Just awful.
No one's, people went to the hospital with some broken bones, bumps, and bruises, correct? I don't think anybody had life-threatening injuries.
The way I understand it, no life-threatening stuff.
Yeah, so.
But you know what, man? Breaking your collarbone, whatever, is minor to me and you right now, but if it's happened to you, it's a major deal.
Sure. No, absolutely.
So anyway, hope those folks are okay. We'll continue to be okay there. A lot to do, man. Looking forward to it. I love these shows. Phone calls, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Our health care text line, 986-1566. Twitter, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. When we come back, we'll get segment two of Zach Orr, then phone calls all day long on a Monday. What'd you think? Reaction Monday. Hey, I do want to tell you about my friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Let Harbin Lumber take care of you. Here's the deal. Every single delivery, full-service lumber yard for you, upstate builders, remodelers, and handymen. Every single delivery in full, on time, every single time. Everybody out there is fighting for the big bid, all the big houses, all the big construction sites, all the big commercial sites out there, all the big. They just say, hey, here's the deal, brother. Give us a small job. We'll earn the rest. You give us a small job, and we'll make sure that everything that you need is going to be there. We're going to wow you with our service, wow you with our products, wow you with our prices. And in the end, we'll earn more of your business. I love this idea. It's my friends at Harbin Lumber. I used them when we remodeled our home. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Clemson played 54 players in the first quarter and 84 players overall. This is another great thing to happen on Saturday. Short break. We'll come back. Reaction Monday. Segment two is Zach Orr after this.
Hi, this is Dewey from Dewey's Pawn Shop. You know we are the best place in the upstate for your hunting and shooting needs. Now Dewey's owns Trader's Gun Store at 2850 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We have stocked our shelves at Trader's with new inventory and are ready to serve you. Trader's carries Benelli, Beretta, Browning, and Cooper firearms, Zaworski, Night Force, and Vortex scopes. Stop by Trader's and let our staff help you with your new firearm purchase. We buy, sell, and trade. Trader's, the gun store.
Not only does Maserati Lotus Greenville on Lawrence Road have one of the largest selection of luxury pre-owned vehicles, they also have the best luxury automotive repair facility in the upstate. The skilled technicians at Euro Automotive Upstate work on all luxury and domestic vehicles with pricing of an independent shop. Mention this ad and get 10% off service. Euro Automotive, upstate trusted quality with affordable pricing at Maserati Lotus Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi compact equipment at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.com. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
Warm up your appetites. As the weather gets cooler, you tend to want something hot to eat. As you know, Subway restaurants offer many delicious hot subs. The steak and cheese, Subway melt, the meatball, and more. All delicious and hot. Subway's hot subs are fresher and tastier. Come to Subway restaurants for a good, fresh, hot meal at a great value. During the month of October, mention you heard this ad on WCCP-FM 105.5 The Roar and receive a free cookie on your next visit.
Mickey Power here. Fall is a great time to get your carpets clean with an awesome promotion from Zero Res. Book now through October 28th and you'll get three rooms clean for $119 and a free hallway when you mention my name. You love having friends over to watch the game. Zero Res can help you impress your guests. Call now, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Hey, man, what you shoveling out the back of your truck?
BS. A lot of BS. I've been truck shopping down there at a big city dealership. I got a lot of BS on price and selection. I need a hometown dealer.
Hey, I'm Matthew Murdoch. Don't settle for the other guy's BS. BS should stand for better selection, better service, and a better sales experience. And you'll find it at Ed Murdoch Superstores, your local Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Ed Murdoch Superstores, where you are family without the BS. Come see us in Livonia, Georgia, or at EdMurdochSuperstores.com.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information, or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
This is your plan?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Roto Rooter. That's the name. Away go troubles down the drain. If you have anything out there, don't do it yourself, gentlemen. Look, yeah, you think you can do a little bit in there. And then what happens? Next thing you know, you got plumbing everywhere. You got water everywhere. You got water damage. And you got to fix the wood. And you got to fix the subflooring and the floors. You don't want to do all that. Why not go to Roto Rooter? Locally owned, locally operated right here by proud Clemson alumni in Western North Carolina and Northwestern South Carolina here in the upstate. I don't care. 38 degrees last night, Zach. By the way, it's 66 here in the studio right now.
I noticed that jacket off because you're comfortable.
Unbearable working conditions over here. I'm joining a union to get me some good working conditions. They don't care if it's 38 degrees. You got some burst pipes, they'll take care of you. 288-7686, online at rotorooter.com. 288-7686, rotorooter.com. Roto Rooter, that's the name. Wake of Troubles Down the Drain. Segment two of Mr. Zach Orr.
We need to get Roto Rooter. We need to get Canty Foundation over to the Woodlands and help them boys out.
Goodness
over there.
Gracious, man.
Because
everybody's okay.
Because yikes.
Not a good look.
This weekend was a fun weekend, as we had talked about early in the segment, and we're going to talk about it for probably the majority of the show as we hear from you on Reaction Monday. A 41-7 bloodletting in Death Valley this weekend. NC State comes to town undefeated, leaves with its first loss of the season. Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne lead the way for the Tigers this weekend. Trevor throwing for 308 yards, his first 300-yard game, his first over 200-yard game this past weekend. T. Higgins led all Tigers in receiving with 119 yards on 8 receptions, and then, of course, the 46-yard touchdown from Lawrence. Fun game to watch, fun game to work, fun game to produce and bring to all of you. My question to you, Mickey, what did the people in Vegas see to only keep it at 17 points, 17 and a half points, I guess? Why did the NC State faithful and even some national talking heads want us to respect NC State in the worst possible way? When this team clearly just wasn't going to stack up with what Clemson had to offer and bring to the table. Clemson is an elite program at the moment. NC State is a good to above average program. Where was that comparison being drawn from? Why was this false narrative out there that NC State, your new rival in the ACC? What happened
this weekend? Well, they might have listened to our show last week.
What happened?
They might have listened to the show. Because are they a rival? Was, you know, Florida State being down? The last two games, the kick in 16 and then the 7-point game in 2018 or 17.
You've won 14 out of the last 15 against NC State.
Yeah. Now, if you remember, You and I both said, I think you said, I know I said, that Clemson's going to cover the spread.
Mm-hmm.
And as you remember, one of the things I said late last week is, what you're going to see on Saturday is when three stars play four and five stars. And what actually happened was that Trevor Lawrence is a five-star, and T. Higgins is a five-star, and Justin Ross is a five-star. And those guys hooked up to the tune of 13 catches for 200 and almost 200 yards. And moved the ball up and down the field. So, and then, you know, Dexter Lawrence and Christian Wilkins controlled the line of scrimmage, and Cleveland Farrell and the boys got after him a little bit, and the secondary played great. Anyway, so Clemson's the better team. There's no doubt about that. But going into it, NC State was undefeated. The last two games have been close. Now, State, what we said, we didn't know how good State was. I talked to my college roommate right before the game. He goes, you know what? If at the end of this game they come out and they play us closer, beat us, I'll admit to you, they're a great team. But going into it, I don't think they're a great team. Remember mm-hmm. we said it last week? NC State's a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson, are they elite? Yeah, Clemson hadn't been elite a whole lot. However, Mr. Orr 24, since you inserted Trevor Lawrence into the lineup, basically, after the first two drives at Georgia Tech, you put up a ton on Georgia Tech. What did you put up? 40, what was that one? You put up 49 on Georgia Tech.
49, yep.
You get hurt in the Syracuse games, you don't get that. You put up 63 on Wake Forest and 41 on NC State.
I love playing teams in North Carolina.
You like that?
I'm a big fan.
So, but the point is there that since he's in the lineup now you got a little passing game in there, running game gets going a little bit, got a little balance in there now, so that's good. But in the end, it was just better players. I think NC State's still, to be honest with you, NC State's pretty good. I think they're a solid 15 to 20 team. They were a lot more physical on defense again. You know, you like seeing that out of them. They did take away the run. They sold out to do it, but they took away the run. And they couldn't match up on the perimeter. Offensively, they ran the ball for 100 yards, you know, a little more maybe. I thought they needed a little bit more out of that. But to be honest with you, here's what happened. Finley didn't play good. Clemson's secondary played great, and Finley didn't play well. And he turned it over three times. He had three himself.
Yep.
The fumble and the two picks. And quite frankly, now we know who the best quarterback in the ACC is, right?
Oh, those scouts came for Ryan Finley and they stayed for Trevor Lawrence.
I saw you put that in there.
Let's be clear about that.
I saw you put that in
there. Trevor was listening, obviously, we're doing this broadcast, so I listened to Don, I listened to Rodney and Reggie and Timberay, and listening to them just fall all over themselves, essentially. Every time Trevor makes this out throw to this little 8-yard out throw across the field, so it's like a 30-yard throw, and it gets there in a second, they were just blown away by it because you see Ryan Finley come out and try to do the same throw in the next play or the next series, and it's being batted away by Clemson defenders because they're having enough time to get there. You have a guy on one side of the field with a laser rocket arm, and Ryan Finley, the old wet blanket Ryan Finley, has got a noodle hanging from his right shoulder.
It looked different coming out of Lawrence's
hand. It just looks different. We've been beating the it looks different drum since the spring game.
Right.
The spring game. Yeah. And this weekend is when you saw all of it. You saw everything come to fruition. You saw a team where we were very pleased against Wake Forest. And you're, wow, this is a great win. Is this going to be what they can obtain week in and week out? Or is this just a kind of a blip? And you were curious to see how they performed against NC State coming off the bye week. Was it going to be another one of those dominant wins? And was this going to be a Clemson team taking the next step and playing to its potential? And it worked out that way. That is exactly what happened. And that is unbelievably encouraging as a Clemson fan.
You know what you saw? Remember, I thought this. I thought they played deeper safeties. They committed safeties to run out on the edge. They really dropped back a lot. And when we said we thought that they would make Clemson stay patient. And in those RPOs that Trevor Lawrence pulled the ball back and they broke those routes off on little out routes, T. Higgins and Justin Ross, again, those guys come out for 13 catches. Those are just little break them off. They're going to drop into coverage. So we're going to take those little 8, 10, 12-yard outs.
There was nothing they could do about it to stop
those. And as a result, you get 9-play, 57-yard touchdown, 6-play, 75 yards. Now, that was the bomb. By the way, what a beautiful throw there because he knew he had no – he threw it on the right side of the field, letting him run under, you know, that way rather than throwing over. That was beautiful. Then you get 13-64 fake field goal miss, 7 for 54, 4 for 22, that was a short field, 8 for 41, 8 for 84, and then the 8-play drive there to end the game. So you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plays of 5 drives of 8 or more plays, and just long drives. And he had good field position, too. He would have had more yards if he didn't have such good field position.
Yep, because we play right guy every single weekend.
But not this week, because they turned it over.
Because they turned it over, exactly right. Right. Through 2 interceptions and then the fumble. Trevor throwing the ball down the field 4 times, can I remember correctly, 4 times. The T. Higgins, the overthrow to Hunter Renfro.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty certain was on purpose, because he's in double coverage there. He's got nowhere else to go. He throws it out there to avoid the intentional grounding.
And it's downwind.
And it was downwind. He put a little bit behind that.
Right.
He did miss T on the left-hand sideline, if I recall. And then he missed, I think it was Trevion Thompson down the field as well. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
For the game, Clemson's average starting position, field position, was at their own 40-yard line.
That ain't bad.
In the second quarter, they took it over. The average starting field position was at the State 46. Whereas State's average starting field position was at their own 23. That's 17 yards on, you know, how many ever drives that was. That's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You know, yeah, 15 drives or 14 drives each or whatever, and one starting at 23, one starting at 40.
Can we talk about, speaking of field position, how stupid and careless a decision it was for Doran to okay the fake punt on their own 23 at that point in the game?
Game was over.
I mean, I get it, but you're putting the final nail in the coffin by doing
that. Yeah, yeah. Funny story. At the end of the game.
Or they're not taking the penalty on third and making a 3rd and 8 instead of 2nd and 12 or 18, whatever it was going to be.
Yeah.
They convert, and then a play later, you're in the end zone?
Yeah, you know, 2nd and 12, 3rd and 8, whatever. That was 2nd and 18,
it's
whatever.
Foolish.
Yeah, but that would have been a touchdown anyway.
Foolish.
Meredith and I heard a guy say, Meredith heard a guy say in the fourth quarter, it's like 34-7. And Chase Bryson throws a complete pass for a first down. And the guy says, "What? That's the game." Meredith's like, "What about that player's the game? How about like the game was over?" Basically, I tell you this. The game was over after the second touchdown drive, because you didn't think State was going to do anything there. And then right there, when it was 21, when it took over midfield and Clemson took it down to score on the 54-yard drive, that when it's 21-0, the game was over then.
They kind of bumbled that drive before halftime there.
They did.
Dabo was hot on the sideline. I don't know if you got to look at him.
Yeah. When they went jumbo, don't you think that they were going to throw out of that jumbo package?
No chance they were going to run it out of that.
They only had six seconds.
They were going to throw that.
Right. They messed that up. That's one. And they messed up a couple things in there. But you know what? This was another game. Lawrence was a story. The RPOs checking it off to Higgins and Ross. That was the story.
He looks more comfortable in his decisions and then his overall grasp of the offense so far. And that it's evident week in and week out.
The secondary was the story.
Kayvon Willis with a 3rd interception against NC State.
And look, they look A.J. Terrell breaking up balls. Mm-hmm. Looked really good. Great tight coverage throughout that game. But I'll tell you another story. Nolan Turner played fantastic.
He did.
He played. Denzel Johnson played fantastic.
Yep.
Get some depth back there now.
Yeah, you said they played 84 players
this
weekend. 84 in a blowout win.
The three true freshmen that they played, that they're still going to redshirt because you can play 4 now.
Mm-hmm.
The three that they played in the game, Venables made a huge play on a short yardage deal.
Tackle for loss.
Mike Jones, he didn't play, but I don't know how many plays. He had 2 tackles.
One he picked up. He almost Ben Bullard, dude.
Yeah. And then Justin Masco came flying off the edge a couple of times. Those guys' bodies look great, man. Look absolutely fantastic.
Xavier Thomas is still disgusting, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'll ask you on two quick questions on final. We got 1 minute each. Number one, how do you attack Clemson's defense now? Isaiah Simmons is all over the place.
Led the team in tackles.
How do you attack Clemson?
I have no idea. I don't know if it's possible. I mean, it's possible. You gotta have the game plan for something and try to commit to it. And I don't think NC State did that this week.
Who? Florida State, Louisville, Boston College, Duke, South Carolina.
Nobody on the remaining schedule can do that. You're going to be tested for the first time for real in a playoff situation.
Because I don't think anybody in Coastal can do it.
No, they can't.
That Clemson can play bad and turn it over again, and Trevor can get hurt and all that stuff. Even though Chase looked really good this week.
But please give me Notre Dame in the playoff.
the other side of it. What do you take away from Clemson's offense? Like, what do you try to stop? Which poison are you picking?
Are you familiar with the children's movie Hercules?
I'm familiar with Hercules.
Where he goes and he battles the mythical creature, and he has to chop off all of the heads and all that kind of thing, but they just keep regrowing heads, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You can chop off one head.
But more heads.
That other head's going to bite you at some point, right?
Yeah.
And they 100% for the entirety of the game, even when they're losing and getting picked apart, committed to stopping ETN and his running game. Even though he had three touchdowns on Saturday, they were all short yardage, goal line situations. They committed to stopping him, and that was what their game plan was. They're going to let the true freshman try to see if he can beat you, and turns out he can't.
Yeah.
I don't know how you stop Clemson's offense. I think you have to hold on, be okay with giving up some yards, some points, and hope you can outscore.
I think there's one team in the country that can do it. I don't know if there's two or three teams in the country that can do it. I know one can, but I don't know of any other team that can. Man, do you see where one of those national writers tweeted out, said, let's just let Clemson-Alabama play best of seven series. We'll play three in Tuscaloosa, three in Clemson, and one in Atlanta. Determine it all. So it's me, line them up, play every week. Hey, a lot of numbers thrown out there in that segment. Your numbers matter. University Cottages, universitycottages.com, granite countertops, the ceiling fan in every single room, the big widescreen TV in every living room, resort-style pools and dog parks and fitness centers and the half bathroom is big. You get two and a half bathrooms, two bedrooms. The half bathroom is big whenever you're hosting. So you're going to love it. It is our great friends at University Cottages. It's Ingalls Crossing. Passed by there again yesterday. Looking great. Stop by and see them. They are conveniently located. It's 2.5 miles from Clemson. Right there in a cat bus stop. Right there at Ingalls. You get all the food, everything right there. Safety features, pet friendly. Ingalls Crossing for less than $500 a month. What a great deal. You know you're going to like that. 784-3400, 784-3400. Now, when we come back, it is Reaction Monday. Great segment too, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. I want to hear from you. Let's open them up. From here on out, all phone calls, all texts, all tweets when we come back right after this.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Bojangles Pork Chop Griller Biscuit is back. A savory pork chop with a little zip and a whole lot of flavor. Try our Pork Chop Griller Biscuit for just $1.99. Only available for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham & Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County convenience centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the materials recovery facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
Most years, Florida State would be a tough opponent. Perhaps not this year. We'll see. Join me at George Coleman Ford, October 26th, as we preview the game and the rest of the season. Papa John's Pizza and Florida State Preview. Road Rage, October 26th. George Coleman Ford.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your Honey Bunny does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
125 of the bid now, but to give 30,000, mark your calendar. On October 27th, we'll be offering 15 land tracts from 2 to 31 acres, and you can buy all or part. Beautiful wooded tracts with creeks, lots of road frontage, and less than 5 miles to downtown Anderson. Ideal for development, recreation, or private estates, and at least 50 acres will be sold to the highest bidder above $2,000 per acre. Visit our website for full details. Call Leonardi Bracken Real Estate at 233-7655 or visit chooseauction.com.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Don't even make the noise you just made.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I've all seen a man at the liquor store begging for your chain. The hair on his face is dirty, dreadlocked in for the main. Yes, a man for what it can spare.
Hey, our friends at Lakeside Lodge want to tell you that everything's coming out of the ground now. The plumbing's coming out now, pouring some concrete now. Get in touch with them. Now's a great time. Got to tell you, at Lakeside Lodge, what a great idea this is. It's a beautiful piece of property. They're going to have 116 residences there. They're going to have a studio, two-bedroom, three-bedroom condos. You can rent these out whenever you're not using them. Great place for fall next year. Man, you're going to absolutely love Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com. Get in touch with them to go ahead and get your spot now and make memories. I love when we talk about the Clemson family and what all's going on with the Clemson family. And you get to see it over at Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com. Have a brand new tailgate situation for you, brand new accommodation situation for you, maybe brand new revenue stream for you. It's our great friends at Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com. All right. Let's hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. What you think? Got a couple of guys holding down. Joe is in our nation's capital. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning?
Man, what's going on, Mickey, baby?
Nothing much, buddy. Hey, I got to say congratulations to you. You were clamoring for Trevor, and boy, he's starting to look more comfortable. He's got a little better pocket presence. He's still got to get rid of it sometimes. I'll tell you what's going to happen, Joe. They're going to start rolling him out more, and you're going to see him on the run. He throws on the run. So he had one bad throw on the run, but he had a couple of good ones in there. This thing's just starting to gel right now. It's going to be a lot of fun coming in October, November.
Yeah, what we saw Saturday is what we saw a glimpse of in the spring game back in April. And the more he plays with those guys, with Higgins and Ross and all them other wide receivers that are coming in wanting to get some passes, the more better it's going to be. The only issue that I had with Saturday was Travis Etienne pass blocking. He killed the drive in the first half. He didn't even block the guy. I mean, there was like, why was you even there? He has to get better in his pass blocking. Choice and Feaster, those guys, and Dixon, they do good when they have to pass block, but Etienne, his pass blocking is still horrible. And he was right there in front of him.
Yeah.
That can do some damage. But, man, it's going to roll, and I'm glad we're playing Florida State this week. This is the perfect team to play to keep us focused on preparing for the playoffs. Because they're going to throw the ball a lot with Francois. He's going to air the ball out, and we're going to have to get pressure on him, and we're going to have to cover. So this is not a week for us to sit back and read the clippings. It's on to Tallahassee, and this is the perfect team that's going to keep us focused because they can beat us. It still is Florida State, regardless. Their record is not good for what we thought it would be. This would normally be a primetime game if they was better. But they still can put an L on us. And I'm hoping that they come in and start just how we started Saturday. Two straight drive touchdowns. That's how we got to start fast and put the pressure. And I want to give credit to the coaches. We don't get credit to the coaches a lot, but those guys are doing an excellent job of coaching these young men up because they're where they're supposed to be at for the most part. And I just want to give them a shout out.
I appreciate it, Joe. I totally agree with everything you said, including the fact about Florida State. Joe, have a great day, buddy. Hope you have a great day up in D.C. I think Florida State can beat Clemson. Francois plays great. Akers gets off and running game a little bit. Crowd gets into it. They shut Clemson down defensively and get after Trevor from a passing standpoint. That being said, I think their corners, their secondary is too small to compete with Clemson's wide receivers. Florida State doesn't run the ball well enough. Akers played well on Saturday, but they're not balanced enough on offense. So they depend on Francois too much. And finally, I think Clemson's lines of scrimmage are just better. And I think you'll see Clemson play extremely well on Saturday again. But it's not outside the realm of possibility. It's a 14-point spread now. It's not outside the realm of possibility that you can see them play well. Delvin is in Fountain Inn, South Carolina. Hey, good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing? I'm disappointed, guys.
Why so?
I'm disappointed Dave Durden didn't come out with an excuse after the game so you get some motivation like he did last year with the whole laptop. And did you see Dabo doing trolling with the laptop sign on the sideline?
I saw that. How about that, huh?
Yeah, with the laptop sign. Those are trolling to the best. But, you know, man, Clemson with a huge victory, man, come out there and trolling. Basically, NC State played it right. Hey, we're going to come out there, we're going to stop running and make you throw the ball. The only problem was, they were successful, Clemson was successful throwing the ball.
Yeah, State, I think I gained some respect for State's physicality on defense. They can shut the run down. They're not great on the back end as we thought and as we talked about last week. I thought they picked the wrong poison. I thought they should have taken away the big play a little bit, played a little deeper with the safeties, and that would help in the passing game a little bit through all that. But, you know, they matched up okay on that side of the ball. On the other side of the ball, you know, they couldn't do anything. And to be honest with you, Finley didn't play well. Finley did not throw the football well, and he turned it over three times. And we all saw now who the best quarterback in the ACC is.
Yeah, and I'll give the last call. It's going to be an interesting game down in Tallahassee, especially with it being a nooner. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, here's my thing. Florida State is talented enough to beat Clemson if Clemson plays bad. But I don't think their lines of scrimmage give them enough chance to do that. We'll see, though. I mean, they're playing a little better than they were earlier in the year. The staff's still trying to figure everything out. Clemson's the better team. Two-touchdown favorite for a reason. But, you know, you're on the road, as Ohio State found out this weekend. It's not outside the realm of possibility that Florida State could play well this weekend.
Yeah, but you called me. You said some of these teams are going to start to fall and stuff, and it's starting to happen with these undefeated teams. And we might start sitting there for one loss team because you got LSU and Alabama in a couple of weeks, and you got Florida and Georgia doing something, so one of them will be knocked out.
Yeah. Hey, look, Delvin, there's a lot of losing to be had, buddy. Everywhere, look, there's – I'm not sure we're going to have – enough one-loss teams out there. If I'm Central Florida, I'm feeling decent about it now. I don't know if we're going to have enough one-loss teams.
Yeah, but I agree with you. I'm Central Florida. I'm sitting back now. And I'm like, this committee, you got no excuse now because you got two-loss teams. And now you're going to say a two-loss team get over undefeated a group of five teams who done it 2 years in a row?
Yeah, yeah. It's we'll see. Look, them beating Auburn last year gives Central Florida a little credibility in here. And I'll ask you, Delvin, I'll ask Mr. Or24. Would you rather see a no loss Central Florida team or a two loss Oklahoma, two loss Michigan, two loss Ohio State, two loss Texas, two loss Washington, two loss Power Five?
I say no loss UCL. See what they got, man. Cause they went what they been saying all along. Give us a chance to prove ourselves. We're going to give you a chance to prove yourself.
Yep, I agree. Delvin, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, man.
All right. Thank you.
If it works out, Mr. Or24.
Sure.
Would you rather see, for that fourth and final playoff spot, let's say Ohio State loses again. Let's say Oklahoma loses, Texas loses, Michigan loses. Everybody loses too, except for Clemson, Alabama, and Notre Dame. Central Florida stays undefeated. Would you rather see a no-loss Central Florida team or a two-loss Ohio State, Oklahoma, Texas, Michigan, LSU, Georgia, Florida?
I mean, it'd be a better game with a Power 5 opponent.
You think?
Yeah.
Did you watch the Chick-fil-A Bowl last year?
Sure.
They beat up on Auburn. And everybody talked, that was Auburn that just got through beating Alabama.
Yeah.
And Central Florida put them on pretty good.
I didn't know that Auburn team took it seriously. And probably caught him at the right time there, but I still don't believe they would be able to legitimately challenge any of the other three teams. Mm. Fun story though.
Well, I don't. I'm not sure if you lose two football games, you deserve to play for a national championship.
Agreed.
I would rather see a team that hadn't lost to a bad schedule, and that way they can prove themselves. If they lose to Alabama or Clemson or Notre Dame, then you know what? That's fine. But at least they hadn't lost two games. I'd rather see Central Florida in that situation. All right, before we end hour number one, let me tell you about our great friends over at Palmetto Dunes or Palmetto Golf Report. PalmettoDunes.com. Here they got a great thing going on right now. If you follow them on Facebook and share a photo of your honeymoon or couple's vacation with the hashtag Love Palmetto Dunes, hashtag Love Palmetto Dunes, you'll be entered to win a romantic weekend trip for two at Palmetto Dunes Resort. How about that? Love Palmetto Dunes or hashtag Love Palmetto Dunes. Follow them on Facebook. Do that. And they're going to give this great thing away. That's a pretty cool deal there. It's PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort, Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Great news for the Clemson men's golf team. Now, didn't win, but finished second to Southern Cal. They lost by one. Southern Cal finished 22 under par. Clemson finished 21, beating Georgia Tech, the home team there, down in Atlanta. Also beat Wake Forest and Alabama and Duke and Virginia. Really good finish there. Turk Pettit finished second in the tournament at 206. Bryson Nimmer at 211 finished number seven with Jacob Bridgman. So three top sevens for Clemson this weekend. Zach Gordon played well. He shot one over par, and William Nottingham at 221 finished 45th. So Clemson second to Southern Cal. Really good event again for the Tigers. And you know what I need to do here? I need to get to the rest of the schedule. They play. See if they got one more coming. Yep. She got one more coming up. They go to Hawaii. They won't stink. I'm going to head out and cover the Clemson golf team out in Hawaii in November as they head out there. So another good weekend for the Tigers. We're Larry Penley's club. That's our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our friends at Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com. Again, follow them on Facebook. Share your photo of your honeymoon or couple's vacation with the hashtag Love Palmetto Dunes, and you're entered to win a romantic weekend trip for Palmetto Dunes for two for Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful award-winning oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. When we come back, we'll open up phone lines, texts, and tweets. We call this our Reaction Monday show. You can reach us on our Northern Communication phone lines, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. You can reach us on our Health Dare text line, 986-1566. Also on Twitter, at Mickey Plotter, at Mr. Orr 24. You going to do some top-of-the-hour tweets, some tots? We'll come back. We'll do top-of-the-hour tweets, and love to hear from you. Don't forget, we're going to be at Chick-fil-A of Clemson coming up on Friday, getting ready for Florida State. Come on, see us 6 to 9 on Friday. A short break. We'll come back.